I'm Michael Hernandez. News time is 7:45. According to data from the Annie E. Casey Foundation's 2017 Kids Count profile, in 2015, 29% of New Mexico's children were in poverty. The national average that year was 21%. Anthony Moreno recently discussed an investigation into child well-being in the state with Lauren Villagran, a reporter with Searchlight New Mexico. Here's a preview of that conversation.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you.
Now let's start off. If you could share with our audience exactly what is Searchlight New Mexico?
Okay, so Searchlight is a new news media organization in the state. We are a nonprofit or seeking nonprofit status. We're essentially a new investigative journalism organization in the state.
Could you share with our audience, what are you investigating? I understand it has to deal with child well-being in New Mexico.
Correct. So in our setup, we are essentially a project-based news organization. So unlike a regular newsroom that covers anything that happens and the news, we are taking on very specific projects that are relevant to the state of New Mexico. And our first project is about child well-being. This state has real issues with the well-being of kids and families. 29% of our kids are growing up in poverty. And that plays out in a myriad ways in terms of education outcomes and future opportunities, both for the state as a whole and for the lives of kids.
Could you share some of the topics that you're investigating with this project that has to do with child well-being?
Sure. So we have a small team of reporters, and we're taking the time to do really deep dives into some key issues. For example, the state of early education in New Mexico. So New Mexico has been contributing more and more resources to early education. That's basically all sorts of programs from birth to age five. Pre-K is a big focus of that. Home visiting, programs like Kindergarten Plus, which is an extended school year. And so we're really looking at all of the things the state is or is not doing to kind of lift all boats with respect to kids in New Mexico. We'll be looking at issues around health. So there's a lot of talk now about ACEs, which are adverse childhood experiences. And looking at how that test might be something that the state could look at to better understand the experiences that kids are having in New Mexico. We're basically going to look at a number of domains, the economy, health, education, and family, and really kind of dig deep into the problems that the state faces.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the reporting brings forward. I want to talk about one thing that I know is always on folks' minds in New Mexico, and I think it's no surprise to our audience that New Mexico is one of the poorest states in the country. One of the findings from the Annie E. Casey Foundation in the 2017 Kids Count profile says that in New Mexico in 2015, 34% of children in the state have parents who lack secure employment. Now, I guess that's compared to the national average of 29% that year. With some of the reporting that has been going on with this topic, I mean, what are some of the findings that your team has been able to come up with?
So we'll start publishing in mid-January, both on our website, searchlightnm.com, as well as in partnership with newspapers around the state, including Gannett papers, hopefully the Las Cruces Sun News, and also independents like the Santa Fe New Mexican. And we are going to be looking at that issue from a number of perspectives. I can't be very specific about what we're going to write about, but the stories will start hitting the ground come mid-January. And we're really contributing to a body of work that already exists. So the Albuquerque Journal has done great reporting around education. So has New Mexico In Depth. They're another nonprofit, as well as local papers. And what I would say is that we're going to kind of take a longer perspective on some of these issues. The statistic that you point to is really what underpins the poverty statistic. It's reflective of the state's economy. And particularly, you know, when you look at the poverty statistics, there are definitely pockets of the state that suffer more than others. And we know that here in southern New Mexico. So parts of Doña Ana County rank among the very most impoverished in the state. There's an area of Albuquerque, the International District, that is number one in terms of a concentration of all of the very worst indicators related to child well-being. So for example, one story that I can mention, we will have a story that focuses on the life of kids in the International District in Albuquerque.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the reporting with Searchlight uncovers, and we look forward to learning more about that as we continue this conversation with you. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Anthony.
You can listen to the entire interview with Lauren Villagran tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. on KRWG Images, and it's at krwg.org.